Hi there, this is Carlo Merrick from Heart of the Father, and I want to welcome you to the weekly prayer broadcast. So today, I just want to share something from my heart, and I believe God put it there, and it is about the kingdom of God. And he gave me this phrase, and I just want to share from there. And the phrase is to go with the flow. And you know, usually this is a negative phrase, since the flow tends to go in the wrong direction. They tend to be doing the wrong things that aren't helping and that usually are in slavery and so forth. But in this case, going with the flow is a positive thing. And I want to explain. See, when Jesus came and he said, the kingdom of God is now here. You know, and he says, repent. Which means to have a different thought, to change your mind. Because see, there's something different available to you and me from the time that Jesus came. Now, for example, in Hebrews 11, he says that these heroes of faith of the Old Testament were seeking for this city. You know, and he was talking about Abraham who left his place to go where God called him. And they were looking for this. And, you know, not knowing where they were going, but they looked for it. And there's a perfection via the Spirit, which they were looking for, but could not find. But yet they could not reach this until Christ. And they had to wait for us. You know, in Hebrews 12, he goes on to say that we have now come to this city, and it is the city of God, the kingdom. And then he explains it's also called Mount Zion, right? Of city of angels and saints that were made perfect. And this is what we all together are in the Spirit when we are in Christ. And in the Spirit, this is the truth of what the kingdom looks like. And to just make it more solid, what we're saying, you know, and I think it's Luke 17, they asked him, you know, when the kingdom of God would come. Because see, they're waiting for this. And then he says it doesn't come with observation. They won't be able to say, look here or look there, because the kingdom is amongst you. You know, another translation says it is in you. Because see, the kingdom wasn't what they expected. They expected when the kingdom comes, government looks different already. When the kingdom's here, then we have different rulership. Everything in the physical realm then has to have changed. But the truth is, in Christ, he brought the kingdom, which means there's something different available. And God wants you to partner with what he has available in order to accomplish the things which we do want and do see as the will of God in the natural. See, because he wants to move through you rather than just for you. So this is the challenge of today, is a lot of people are just praying for circumstantial change and not wanting to be the change they actually want to see in the world. God has enabled, he has given us his kingdom, his very domain, his presence to come and be with us in the Spirit. Yes, there's one day where I believe he will come and dwell with us even in a physical way like we know. But in this day, we have something available and he is inviting us to change our mind, change the way we think, not just our heart, which he changes. He gives us a new one, but he invites us to change the way we think, the what we do, what we say, according to what he has done in our hearts, to where his kingdom is. So in this way, if this is available, that means there's a flow, you know, if I can say it like that, that is happening, that you can be part of today in a positive sense, because you don't have to be alone. You don't have to be the person that is trying hard but not really getting anywhere. But praise God, we're doing it for Jesus. You don't have to be that you can go with the flow. Because see, in the kingdom, Jesus has won. He leads us in triumphant procession in his kingdom. We do not have to lose in this life. We can win with the Lord because he already has won. He overcame. And this is how it says it in 1 John 5 verse 4. He says, "For everyone who is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." So isn't that amazing that this is the very purpose of God? Yes, there is trouble. Yes, there is some suffering. Yes, there is persecution. But in Christ, we can win. We can go through. And we are able to if we know to go with the flow of the kingdom. Right? It's much like what we've talked about before in Ezekiel, where he has the temple and the water flows out of the temple and it gets deeper and deeper and deeper. There's a flow to God and his body that brings life to wherever it goes, like that river in Ezekiel. There's a flow we can join in the kingdom, and he wants us to be part of it. We're not automatically part. Much like Jesus was to be crucified and he told Pilate that his kingdom is not of this world. Otherwise, his people would have been fighting for him. So they at this stage are not. And that is the thing, is we can be in this world and be religious, but we have to partner with the kingdom to see his work be done. You know, in the prayer Jesus taught to do, he said, "Let your kingdom come in earth as it is in heaven." Very interesting that New King James, I think, says it in earth as it is in heaven. You know, and we are made from the earth, right? As God formed Adam, made him from the earth, from the ground. So his kingdom comes in earth as it is in heaven. That is also a purpose. Yes, we can say also on the earth. So that should be our very purpose, to say, "God, I want to bring your kingdom." And here's the challenge today, is it doesn't have to look like ministry in a church that we might be used to. It can look like doing business with integrity and love and peace and being generous and believing that God is the one providing in those circumstances, and turning the other cheek. And when there is something done to you, not to react like an unbeliever, but to act with the heart of God, like someone who's been put on a throne in the heavenlies, and having a heart filled with honor and grace and mercy. Because that's where you are. Doesn't matter what your circumstances look like. That is where you are in truth. And that's why you can love, because you're giving, loving from a place of victory. So we can come with the heart of the Lord, with his perspective, since we are filled with the Spirit of God, who knows the very deep things of God and is not ashamed to reveal them. That's why 1 Corinthians ends with a chapter and he says, "So we have the mind of Christ and we have this available." So I want to encourage you today to bring the kingdom wherever you are. You do not have to be called to be a church leader. You can be called to be a waitress. You can be called to be an admin in an office desk job. You can be a delivery person. You can be whoever, and the kingdom of God is still available for you. You can make coffee and have God's presence there. I always tell people, because I love giving training sessions, and one of them would be healing, and I would always say that healing the sick should be the same as making coffee, because you've been enabled to do it by God. He said, "You lay hands." So you have to physically do the laying on of hands and knowing you have been enabled to do so. And that's the same as making coffee. The difference is that we tend to think we can make coffee without the Lord, and somehow we separate what we do sometimes as separate from the Lord and His heart. Today, whatever you're doing, to be aware of Him, because He's there. He's not taking a break from you because you are busy with what it doesn't look like it's Christian. He's there. And when you involve Him, He gets involved with whatever you're doing. And I believe He will provide. He will supply the need you have, the comfort you need, the love you require. And He will support you. He will provide the finances you need in the situation you are. And I've seen God do amazing things, and I'm expecting for more, because I've removed the place where I think I am capable. And now I still work, but I do it with the awareness that He is with me, He's for me, and His kingdom is available. And that's where I am. So that one day, yes, when He comes, it would not be strange, because I've been with Him. It would not be terrifying. It would not be the biggest surprise of my life, because I've been with the Lord. And I want to invite you to do the same, because He loves you and He's with you. So let's just pray quick. Thank you, Father, for your kingdom that is here. And I bless each person today. God, provision. I just speak by the honor and the privilege you've given us by your kingdom, that they would have provision. And finances would be available in Jesus' name. May they be blessed of places they didn't know they could be blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that they would see your presence and experience your goodness, your peace, your healing in places and situations they did not know that you are there before, but that they would experience you in your goodness and your kindness. Thank you, Father, that you'd show up. Thank you, God, that they would live aware of you, that we would not act like you are not in the room any time of the day, but that we would have a knowing in our heart that the Lord is here, and we would live in honor and faith. Thank you, Lord, for overcoming to obstacles, to things that have been in each one's way that's listening to this today. Thank you, Lord, that you have empowered them. And in Jesus' name, I just speak victory over each heart. You are going to make it. You are going to do it. The kingdom is here. Take your opportunity to change your mind, to have a different thought, to align with the kingdom of God that is for you. After all, the word says, that He's translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of His love. So in Jesus' name, may each one be blessed. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Bless you guys. Thank you guys for listening. I hope this blessed you. And until next time.